from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing to cheer for. And that's just in 2 weeks. And last night, it was the first time I sort of started to get involved. But anyway, I talked to Chris Harrington about Zach Edey, about, I guess we could ask him again about Luke Kennard. Mm-hmm. It feels like the Luke Kennard
thing. He was pretty demonstrative yesterday that he thinks it's like 99%.
It's inevitable. Yes. Yeah, it's done. He just thinks they're waiting for, you know, here's the truth. If Luke Kennard were going to sign with another team, he would have.
Yeah.
You know, they're figuring something out. And when they figure it out, he will sign. Anyway, Chris Harrington, and then right of the Nerd Trivia, where we will be giving away, if you happen to play honorably or defeat Jeffrey, 2 tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls Friday. Friday, Jeffrey? Friday.
Friday at the Radiance.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know you can listen to all your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN shows anytime with the free Odyssey app featuring Rewind?
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
Miss the Gabe Kuhn Show? Just rewind and listen whenever you want. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play 92.9 ESPN. And whammo, there we are.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our 5th grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high load conditions versus API SP test limits.
If the woman of your dreams has been searching online for the perfect engagement ring, she's figured out there's a few brand names that are worthy of consideration. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and she doesn't want a plain, ordinary cookie cutter ring to wear the rest of her life. She wants a world class designer ring, handcrafted by a true artisan that will hold value and stand the test of time. She's found Tacori, Viraggio, Ajafi, Simon G, among other premium American made designers. But when you try and find these exclusive rings, you quickly realize most stores don't offer them. They have knockoffs and lookalikes, kind of like those imitation bags and watches on the streets of New York City. But there is one jeweler where you can find the real deal, Genesis Diamonds. Genesis has been chosen by all the most sought-after designers. Genesis is your exclusive home for these iconic brand names that define excellence. Other stores can only dream of being able to offer these, but only Genesis has them. So be careful. Don't settle for anything less than the ring she is worthy of wearing. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
It's that time again. Summer sale, the semi-annual sale going on at Oak Hall. That's right. It may be only July, but we already have the semi-annual sale underway. So you can head on into Oak Hall, get your sports shirts, get your swimwear, whatever it is, and enjoy it all summer long. This only comes around twice a year, only once for spring and summer clothes at Oak Hall. The best values, the best clothes, the best people. It's the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should rely on internet from a cell tower. Get internet for 50% less than T-Mobile 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and equipment included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect internet versus T-Mobile 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
Can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors in Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, an Odyssey sports station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Go ahead if you want to, because I...
Each and every day here on the Jeff Calkins Show, we welcome Chris Harrington to the program. Let's fire it up.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
That is the late 60s psychedelic band Love, featuring native Memphian Arthur Alexander on lead vocals. Bummer in the Summer, in honor of Zach Edey not playing in the Summer League game last night.
Admittedly, I probably have some PTSD, and while I know these two things are not the same, I found my reaction when I saw Drew's tweet about Zach not being in the lineup, just because it was something to watch. I kind of found myself having the same feelings when I read the Woj bomb that Steven Adams was going to miss the year.
I mean, come on.
Nothing else to watch.
He twisted his ankle. Like, you know, I mean, they're being cautious to a fault with Summer League basketball, which is not surprising. I would hope this is not a shut him down situation going into Las Vegas. Like, it didn't, I mean, it wasn't like an ankle injury that took him out of a game. He kept playing the whole game and played really well. And so, like, this is such a minor little thing, it seems. It's summer league, so it only matters so much. But I think there's benefit to him playing in the league if he is healthy, and there's benefit to us to watching him play. And so I certainly hope we have not seen the last of Zach Edey this summer.
I will say it did not get better for me when I read Drew's story up over at Daily Memphian, and I read Jason Marsh's quote. It was fine up until the beginning, because I was sitting there thinking, I was like, all right, twist his ankle, we'll see him in Vegas. Like, that's where everyone, you know, there's going to be way more attention on Vegas, we'll see him. But then when I did see when Jason Marsh added the, I will tell you one thing, that boy wants to play, Listen, I consider myself an expert in coach speak. That is the right. That's the line that you use when he's not going to play.
No, that's a good point. We'll see. I don't have any real insight on that beyond, you know, what we know and what Drew's written. we'll see. I think I would hope that he would show up on the court in Vegas, but we'll find out. Either way, like, you know, it's not going to have that much impact on the season to come, but it would certainly be nice to see him out there.
What's your gut say? No reporting. Like, does your gut say we'll still see him?
I think so, just because this is not, unless there's something we don't know, this is like an extremely minor situation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, he played the rest of the game. I think he's fine. And I think this is someone who needs to get acclimated to teammates, needs to get acclimated to system, needs to get acclimated to playing style, and I think there's value for him in this. And there's also some level of value to the team and, like, you know, getting people excited about him, you know? And so I would hope that he would play. And I'm going to guess he will, but I don't have, like, certainty about that.
Honestly, the biggest reason, other than selfishly, I just find it more interesting watching him play because I think he's going to be a big part of the team next year. I totally agree with your point, though. To me, it's the style of play more than anything, because they're going to ask him to play something completely different than he's ever played. Like, to me, that's what right. I want more reps with.
Yeah, no, getting used to that pace, getting used to, you know, not getting the ball. He needs to get the ball in the post some because he's really good at it. But not having that be the focal point of the team, you know, like that. That's an every once in a while thing. That's not a, like, this is what we're trying to accomplish every time down the floor thing. And, like, the more reps he can get, like, sort of playing that role and getting used to the system, the pace and everything, I think will help him going into training camp.
Yeah. I hope we see him again. And again, like, it is one of those ones where, because it is summer league, like, I would understand if we don't, but at the same time, it's like, selfishly, I find it a much better watch. Is the GG All-Star campaign back on?
I don't know. He was a lot better, certainly. I think the game one was an outlier. It was a kind of outlier that you may see again from time to time, but it was an outlier. And last night was a good game. It was not an overwhelming game for a player who already has NBA experience in a summer league. It was not to the conversation about shutting players down or not. A lot of times when players are good, people will proclaim they're too good for summer league. You got to shut them down, which I don't totally understand. But that was not a too good for summer league kind of performance. That was he was good. He made shots. He was a little bit more under control. But it was not an overwhelming, like, eye-popping, you know, game by him or anyone else. But you know, and so I think that was good for him to sort of get back on track a little bit. And I would hope that, you know, we will see him plenty in Las Vegas.
It is kind of nice to have the consistency of watching the Grizzlies summer league team not be able to hit threes either.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's better when it's that shooting problem is coming from the guys who aren't, like, going to be playing.
Correct.
Than when it's coming from the guys who are going to be playing.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a ragtag brand of basketball, and so we'll see. But I thought Jeannie looked pretty good. Trey Jemison obviously had a good game. You know, Scottie Pippen was missing shots but played well down the stretch. Those are the only guys who really matter. I really liked the guard for OKC, who was a second-round pick for them, A.J. Mitchell.
Yeah.
Who was like a small college guy, but like a multiple season small college guy. A lot of people thought he was an interesting sleeper in the draft. I thought he looked really good, actually.
No, every time I watch the Thunder play, like, in summer league and all this, I always just find myself like, where does Sam Presti, like, find all these guys? Like, I feel like they have a very good eye for talent.
They do. They don't all work out. They had like a lottery pick in year two out there. He didn't look like much to me. You know, Usman Jing or whatever. Yeah. But I like the guard, the rookie guard out there.
Yeah. Anything else particularly catch your attention? I mean, it is funny, like, we're focusing on Edie, but it's like Laravia didn't play either. So.
You know, the Trey Jemison thing is interesting to me. I was thinking about it more. I think we talked about this a little bit maybe yesterday in terms of the role you want to get out of that sort of, you know, big on the two-way, especially if they don't add a fifth big to the main roster. And my thinking sort of evolved into that a little bit. My initial thought was that he doesn't give you enough versatility. Because I think the issue with the team's front court is what combinations work when Jaren Jackson's not on the floor. And, you know, because you are already, I think you have a problem where Zach Edey and Brandon Clark probably can't really play together. And if you look at Trey Jemison, like, he's not going to play with Zach Edey, period. And I don't know how well he would play with Brandon Clark either. But the more I think about it, the reality is if you have Jaren or Santi out, the players still in that role soaking up those minutes are not going to be your fifth big. They're going to be G.G. Jackson and Jake LaRavia. And so you really need a backstop for when Zach Edey or Brandon Clark are out. And given that Brandon Clark coming off a major injury, that's probably the most likely of the four to miss games. So maybe having that fifth big be like a big physical center is not the worst thing, because he's probably only going to play when one of those two guys is not available.
Presuming good health, along those same lines, what's the front court duo that you think we'll see the most?
I think Jaren and Zeedy, Jaren Jackson, Zach Edey are going to start. It's an interesting question in terms of most
right.
minutes.
Right, because that's the reason why I phrased it.
Yeah, I think you may see Jaren and Edey start and Jaren and Clark close.
Yeah.
But Jaren can't play all the minutes. And so to me, the real question is what combination do you see the most that does not include Jaren? And that's going to have Santi Aldama in it, you know, unless it has a G.G. Jackson or Jake LaRavia in it. So what's going to work better? Is Santi and Brandon Clark going to work better, or is Santi and Zach Edey going to work better? And whichever one of those two combinations works better, I think could log a lot of time on the floor.
You kind of got me thinking. So I went back to look. Last year was the most minutes per game Jaren's played. I think it was around 32. Okay. But prior to that, it was...
It's not going to get much higher than that.
Yeah, I mean, prior
to... anybody on this team.
Prior to that, it was, you know, somewhere in that 26 to 28 range for the most part. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you're thinking, right? I mean, it feels like with 10-man rotations, guys usually play about 32 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, I think Jaren's number might go up. But if it goes up, it's going to go up to 33. You know, it's not going to go up to 36.
And do you feel like that is simply because he's learned to control the fouls and he stays on the floor a little bit more?
Yeah. I think he'll be able to be on the floor more. I mean, he could have been on the floor more before if they just play him, you know? If they would just let him foul out, he could have averaged more minutes. I think he is growing into his body, growing into his game. I think he'll play more. And I also think the team, my guess is they will be less insistent on 10-man rotations like every single night.
Yeah.
You may see some more eights and nines, and that may, you know, boost guys' minutes in terms of the top-end guys. But I don't think they're going to play anybody 35-plus, like anybody on the roster. And so, there's only so much you're going to go up from 32 in the regular season.
If you had to predict the starting lineup today, what do you think it would look like?
You know, I think Ja, Dez, Jaren are obvious. I think it's going to be Edey. I think it makes a lot more sense. Brandon Clark himself has even said he prefers it when a true big starts and he comes off the bench, right?
Yes.
And so I think it makes all the sense in the world to have Zach Edey in the starting lineup. And then you get to the last spot. I think if it was purely a basketball decision unrelated to all other factors, I would endorse Vince Williams Jr.
From a fit perspective?
But, yeah, I like – it gives you a little bit more size. If you're talking about him versus Marcus Smart, it gives you a little bit more size when you're already small. And I think a big thing, and maybe this is a little bit less important with Edey out there, but I still think it's important. He's a really good rebounder for the position.
Yeah.
You know, where Jaren is not, and, you know, your backcourt's small. I like the fit there. I suspect Vince Williams will be a better, like, wide-open catch-and-shoot three-point shooter than Marcus Smart. I mean, that's not certain, but that would be my guess. So I like the fit there with Vince Williams, but the reality is it's not just a pure X's and O's basketball decision.
I mean, to me, that's the most interesting thing about this, because it's like if it were basketball, I think you're right, like purely that. But it feels like it's not. It's going to be more than that.
No, these are people. You know, there are soft factors that go into play. There's the factor of stature, the factor of your place in the locker room, the role you want people to have beyond just the X's and O's role. The respect you have, all of that. So I think Marcus Smart's probably your starter there.
If you had to guess, so I think we would both agree, Ja, Dez, and Jaren feel like they're going to play the most minutes per game, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I'll get to my bold predictions at the end of the season, but you may be encroaching on one of them.
I am specifying per game basis, not total minutes.
I know.
You want to give a hint?
I think Vince Williams Jr. is going to play a lot, whether he starts or not. I think that dude, Taylor Jenkins, likes playing that dude. And I think he could find his way into a lot of minutes if he's as good as he was last season.
who do you think, what if you had to predict Santi's like minutes per game? Because I think there's this weird thing of like we focus on all these other things, but you realize like, I mean, Santi's going to be out there a lot. Like, what do you think it'll be on a per game basis?
Yeah, it's, but Santi, are you, let's assume Santi's there going into the season, which I think is likely. I mean, he is sort of in an odd situation where he is eligible for an extension. It doesn't feel like he's going to get this summer. And so what do you do with that? I have no feel that the Grizzlies are trying to move off of anyone that's in their projected in their top 10 players right now. But if something unexpected happened, he's probably the most likely person that it would happen to. But if you assume he's on the team, what's he going to be? He was really up and down and erratic last season. If he comes in and is playing well, he could really push. I mean, he could be ahead of Brandon Clark in the total minutes, easy, because Brandon Clark is not a heavy minutes guy. And if you find out with Edie that, like, you know, he's really more effective in 20 minutes than 30, you know, as a rookie, I think Santi has a chance to surprise people with how often he plays. I think that's certainly true.
Yeah, I now you've got me thinking about this Vince Williams, because like either he starts or it feels like he's the sixth man that's going to play so much because he'll play with both groups.
He is a guy, like, he's sort of like Jared. He really is like, you know, Ja joke last year, like they're brothers or whatever. Yeah. He is perimeter Jared in that he's a top notch defender, but he fits with any lineup. He's sort of a skeleton key kind of player the way Jaren is. You could throw him out there with any combination and it works. And I think there's that, his ability to play big minutes. And if you go back and look at his game logs last season, even when there were other options, like Taylor Jenkins, it was wild how many minutes he was given Vince Williams Jr. If Vince Williams Jr. is good, I think he's going to be. He might pop 30 minutes a game even coming off the bench. Like, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, and I mean, I really think like a big part of it is you can easily fit him into both groups, and to me, like, right, that's kind of where you start to log up the minutes. It's like, all right, maybe you can, if he's not starting, he's still going to play a lot with the starters, and then he's going to be the primary guy in the second unit. Like, that's kind of where you rack up the minutes.
Yeah, no, I think if he's as good as he was, if everything we saw last year is real, he's going to play a big, big role. And in fact, Zach Kleiman even literally said that, you know, in his final media session after the playoffs. Like, we were expecting Vince Williams to have a big role. Like, he volunteered that. So I think they're expecting Vince Williams to be very important for the team this season.
When we get to the end of the season next year, what do you think the GG minutes line looks like?
The GG stuff's going to be interesting because his ceiling is higher than Vince Williams. You know, his ceiling is higher than Jake LaRavia. It's higher than John Conchar. It's higher than Luke Kennard. You know, going forward, it's higher than Marcus Smart. You know, there's no guarantee he ever hits the stature Marcus Smart has hit in his career. But, like, projecting out forward, he's got a higher ceiling, certainly. But at the same time, it's go time now for the Grizzlies. It's win time. It's not, you know, you want to develop these guys, but the number one thing is you're winning the game in front of you every single night. And so what happens if Jake LaRavia has a stronger preseason than GG Jackson? You know, that's an interesting decision for the coaching staff. You know, what happens if GG Jackson sort of goes to a slump, as he probably will at some point? Like, you know, is he out of the rotation or is he just down to, like, your 10th man playing 8 minutes? Then again, if he pops, I think the variance with GG Jackson is extremely wide this season, but I think it's a different situation than last year in terms of who he's playing with, in terms of the team goals, you know, in those games.
Well, I definitely don't think it's any coincidence. I know everyone focused on when they made the coaching changes, everyone really focused on the offensive scheme. But to me, the most important through line was all of these guys had development backgrounds. And it makes all the sense in the world to me. Like, if you're going to have so much money tied up into three guys, like, your development's going to be key around them. But then I started thinking about, like, I don't ever think the Warriors were particularly good at development.
Right.
I mean, how much of that is the Warriors' fault versus, hey, they had their team. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, I do think that's a tough balancing act between win now mode and developing guys.
Well, it's a tricky thing because if you look at the Grizzlies setup, you know, there's 10 guys on the roster, but you can break it. There's two sort of main groups. You got your big three all under big contracts in Ja, Jaren, and Dez. Then you have three guys all three young players all on three-plus year cheap deals. Vince Williams Jr., Gigi Jackson, Zach Edey.
Yeah.
That's sort of your second wave. Well, Zach Edey has a straight line to the starting lineup, and Vince Williams Jr. is like just more polished. And so there's going to be less potential conflict in playing them versus in terms of winning with them on the floor. So if the Gigi Jackson thing, it could go any which way. And so that, you know, and so how do you, if there's a conflict between that, how do you sort of accomplish both goals in terms of maximizing what you can do right now, but making sure you're bringing him along because he is important to you long term, you know?
Well, and also, like, it is funny, like, player development to me has kind of become a buzzword because, like, on the one hand, it's like, I think it's kind of tough to develop guys if they're not playing, but you know what I mean? Like, it seems, it's like, I know the Spurs will always get credit, but really, like, I give the Heat credit. Like, what is it that the Heat do? Because it feels like they do a very good job of still trying to be competitive while finding guys and bringing them along.
Yeah, and you know, I do think it's important for guys to play, but, like, there's a lot happening outside of those games, too. And whatever the Heat are doing, they're doing a very good job of preparing guys for the moment when they get into those games. And so I really think part of as much focus as there's been on, like, the offensive strategy stuff, I think the level of coaching overhaul the Grizzlies had is more player development-oriented. And I think it's more, even more directed towards wanting to do a better job outside of the 48 minutes times 82 games of developing their players. And so that's something that's hard to evaluate from afar because you're not in the gym watching it most of the time. But I do think a lot of what they've done with their coaching staff is geared towards that.
Did you catch any of the international friendly last night?
I didn't. It's not surprising to me that the Joel Embiid stuff was a little wonky.
Yeah.
I know they need bigs, and that was a problem in FIBA. But we just watched this dude, like, drag himself up and down the floor in a playoff series, like, a month ago or 2 months ago. I'm not crazy about him being on this team from both the team perspective and his perspective.
Because I don't know. Like, I didn't love the move.
Yeah. I think with Davis and Bam, and you could have brought another, you know, I know Jaren had a bad FIBA, but, like, that was then, this is now kind of thing. You could have brought him or Chet Holmgren or somebody. I don't really love Embiid on the team. That was one of my reactions. But the other thing was I saw some of the highlights, and then, like, the basketball fan in me sort of had the realization, oh, yeah, LeBron James and Steph Curry playing together in games that matter, this is cool. You know, and so I am interested in watching that when the games start to matter.
Yeah, I got this question on another show, and it's like, why did the All-Star game used to matter so much? It's like, well, we couldn't see everything, and it was like the one time that you could see all these guys on the floor together, and I think it feels like Team USA kind of recreates that magic.
Yeah, there was no YouTube, there was no League Pass, there was no whatever at one point, you know, and so
We got Bulls games on WGN, whoever, you know, we got the national games, but
the NBC game on Saturdays or Sundays or whatever.
Yeah. And that was really, really all that we got. We're getting ready to give away Goo Goo Dolls tickets. I have the bold stance that I think Goo Goo Dolls better than Pearl Jam. How do you view the Goo Goo Dolls? Because they have this weird career where, like, they went from, like, being, like, the spiritual successor to the Replacements to, like, never, like, stopping touring.
I mean, you're hurting me with that. I've heard it before, but, I mean,
Resnick worships the Replacements.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to come out like anti-Goo Goo Dolls. I don't really care about them. Mm-hmm. I think they are kind of a watered-down version of that sort of 80s, early 90s American indie rock scene, Replacements, REM, all of that. They're sort of a step removed and sort of a watered-down version of that.
It feels like they figured out a way to, like, be that on the radio.
Yeah. I don't find them that interesting, honestly. Pearl Jam's a band I've always struggled with because I respect Pearl Jam, but I don't like Eddie Vedder's singing style. And I think it has been a net negative for the world because it has influenced far worse singers. I think, you know, your Creeds and Nickelbacks of the world, that they sort of get that vocal styling partly from Eddie Vedder. Yeah. And I think Eddie Vedder comes to it honestly. And I think he's inspired a lot of worse bands. And so, I respect Pearl Jam a lot, but I don't really enjoy them that much.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same way, but I also agree with Eddie Vedder when they always talk about, like, his longevity. He's like, you realize most of our longevity is we didn't die, right? He's like, that's part of it. Like, all our contemporaries, like, huge parts of their bands died.
All right.
Chris, we really appreciate it, my man.
All right, thanks.
That is Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. It is that time. Kevin Cerrito's already loaded up, ready to go on Zoom. It's Writer Than Write Trivia. We're giving away two tickets to go see the Goo Goo Dolls tomorrow night at Radiance Amphitheater. We'll take caller number two. The number is 901-445-0929, 901-445-0929. Writer Than Write Trivia is next, right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summer Hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN with the free Odyssey app. Unsportsmanlike ESPN Morning.
Chris Canty on 92.9.
Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Jeffrey and Company, The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
Anytime with Rewind. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by July 31st, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
People talk about trailblazing, but how do you really blaze a trail? Woo-hoo! With all-terrain tires, tubular roof rack, a lifted suspension, and a rugged build that craves adventure. This is the off-road unlocked. Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Kevin Cerino is the host of Fun in Games here in Memphis, also the host of 901 Wrestling. He joins us each and every Thursday for a little Writer Than Right trivia.
Kevin, good day, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey. Long time no talk.
It's been a long time no talk. It's been over a week.
Yeah, over a week since we've talked, but it's been weeks and weeks since we've talked in this time slot on this very station. Hasn't we played Writer Than Right trivia in quite some time, so I'm very excited. So much trivia and bingo news, new stuff we've started. Of course, I was at IKEA last night. We've talked about that, how we've got a trivia and bingo happening at IKEA all summer long. You can go to cerinoentertainment.com to find out about that. But we also started our series of music bingo on the rooftop of the Hyatt Centric on Beale Street, right there overlooking the river. So on Thursday nights this summer, I'll be back out there tonight. Beck and Cole is the name of the lounge at the top of that hotel. A beautiful view of the sunset. And then when the sun goes down, you get an awesome view of the M Bridge, that new bridge that now it actually has something new involved with the bridge. We've called it the new bridge forever, right?
But I still call it the new bridge.
Right, the new bridge. But now that's got that new, the new bridge has a new like light show, right? Every night you can watch the lights change, and it's really cool if you haven't seen. It's been a few years now, but of course it'll be the new light show for the bridge for the next 40 years. But the anyway, we were there tonight. You can win awesome prizes, including cabana passes. So if you're a local and you want to just have like a pool day at an awesome hotel, well, we're giving away cabana passes to the Hyatt's Hotel downtown among the prizes. So that's a music bingo happening every Thursday this summer downtown with the best view in the entire city. So check out CerritoEntertainment.com. We're playing trivia today, Jeffrey. Are you ready for this? It's been
a minute. No, I'm not. This has been a week where, I have not been on the internet very much. I had solo dad duty. I'm not prepared at all.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see how you do. Who we got playing today? I know we got Austin. Also, besides Chris Harrington, everybody else in town wants to win these tickets.
We got Russell in South Haven. Russell, welcome to the program.
Hi,
Kevin. I hand it to you.
All right, let's do it. This is Right of the Right Trivia. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win today's prize. Of course, you just have to play honorably, and you could also win the prize. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. You can steal from him one time if he misses, and vice versa as we go through the game. Now, typically, it's the current event era of Right of the Right Trivia. However, it's summer, and it's slow news season. I mean, the only news, there's only one headline you see if you go to CNN.com, and I'm tired of it. But we are going to go to the easy questions today.
Oh, no.
Easy questions.
Oh, no. Those are usually harder.
Oh, no.
Overthink them.
We've got easy questions today. So these are all questions that the host around town for all of my events, they compile the questions that were the easiest for the teams. And, of course, if it's easy for a team, it doesn't mean it's easy for an individual. And you guys do not have a team today. So we'll see how easy they are for solo competition. But these are easy questions we've asked here over the past month or so. Your categories to choose from to get things started today. Chance to win Goo Goo Doll tickets. Russell, reality TV or sitcoms?
Sitcoms.
Dang it.
Sitcoms. Dads Cameron and Mitchell adopt Lily in season one of what TV show?
Modern Family.
Modern Family is correct. Calkins not here, so I'll try to keep score as well as we go along.
1-0.
Reality, yeah, that's easy right now. Easy right now. Reality TV, it's easy questions. It could get out of control. Reality TV for you, Jeffrey. 10 years ago, TLC debuted a show about people who had 3 months to marry someone from another country. What is the name of this show?
90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé is correct. So far, the easy questions, very easy. We're tied 1-1. What we have, movies or music now for you, Russell? Movies or music?
Music.
Music. For 7 years in a row, from the year 2010 to 2016, what female artist won the Best Female Hip Hop Artist honor at each year's BET Awards?
I don't know, Beyonce?
Beyonce is incorrect. Jeffrey, do you want to steal?
No, I'm going to leave it.
You know, but Nicki Minaj won every single year from 2010 to 2016. Movies for you, Jeffrey. What character does Samuel L. Jackson play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh, God. He's got the one eye. Oh, my God.
Jeffrey's lack of sleep this week.
God.
Another day, I think Jeffrey would know this pretty quickly, but Samuel Jackson, you have a steal out there, Russell.
One more. Nick Fury.
Nick Fury is correct. He found his way there. Congratulations. 2-1.
I picked the wrong one on that one.
We had Nick Fury and Nicki Minaj. Science or statistics for you, Russell? Science or statistics?
Science.
In the human body, what tendon is named for a mythological Trojan War hero?
Achilles.
Achilles is correct. It's tied up. Jeffrey, you get statistics. These are easy questions today. Quote, unquote, easy questions. Statistics. According to the National Weather Service, an average one person dies for every 345,000 instances of what event? Every 345,000 times of this occurrence does a person die, according to the National Weather Service.
I feel like I got a 50-50 shot here. I'm going to say tornado.
Tornado is incorrect.
I'll
Russell,
steal. I'm trying to steal.
You're going to steal?
Is it lightning strike?
It is lightning strike. That is correct. We have Russell taking the lead. You stolen.
Should have stolen Nicki Minaj.
Do you want things to go or logos, Russell? Things to go or logos?
Logos.
Logos. What website uses a logo of a sphere made up of jigsaw puzzles, each featuring a different symbol with several missing pieces at the top? It's a website.
I don't know. Microsoft. No, Lego.
Wait. What's that?
Lego.
That is incorrect, Jeffrey. You have not stolen yet, Jeff. You want to steal, Jeff?
No, I don't.
The website logo is, it's a sphere made up of jigsaw puzzles, each featuring a different symbol with the missing pieces at the top. That is Wikipedia.
Oh.
The Wikipedia logo. Things that go, Jeffrey, named after a type of tree with a starting MSRP of over $61,000. What is the most expensive SUV that Toyota currently sells in the United States?
That's the Sequoia, right? Yeah, Sequoia.
Sequoia is right, and we're tied up 3-3 going into the end. As America is our category. To end this week's edition of Easy Questions. It's been a while since we played trivia. It's been a long time since we've had Easy Questions. America's the category. We're looking for a wager. Jeffrey has sent me his wager. We need your wager amount, Russell. You have three to play with here.
Two.
He's going two. Jeffrey's going two. All right. Both wagering two. And you can't steal, yes. The final category is America. Coming off a 4th of July weekend here. We were off last week for America's birthday. You want question A or B, Russell?
B.
B, here's your question. In which Connecticut city would you find the Ivy League Yale University?
Connecticut.
I am prepared to steal.
I don't know. Princeton.
I will steal, Kevin.
All right. Well, his score is going down to one. Jeffrey is stealing. Yes, Jeffrey.
New Haven.
New Haven is correct. Jeffrey now goes up 4-1 and cannot lose. You cannot lose, Jeffrey. If you missed the question, you will still win. Jeffrey wins this easy edition, but we will ask out the question in honor of Coffin, who's hanging out on the road. I know he's listening, right? Mm-hmm. With Charles.
Yes.
We've got your question, Jeffrey. Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, and JFK, they all served in what branch of the military? All former presidents, they all served in what branch of the military? Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, and John F. Kennedy.
I'm going to say the Navy.
The Navy is correct. Jeffrey ends up winning 5-1. We were tied going into the end, but 5-1 final. Jeffrey, I think you played fair.
Russell always plays fair. Russell, I've got your information. The tickets, I believe, will come to you via email. Appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. I wish I got that other question at the end, but you know how it goes.
it's all about the game. Yeah. We appreciate you playing. Kevin, I had this thought as we were doing bridge talk. So I know the new bridge is Hernando de Soto. Does the old bridge have a name other than Old Bridge?
I believe it's called the Memphis, Arkansas Bridge, I think. Okay. It's not named in honor of anyone. Right,
we're not honoring anyone with it.
A summer segment trying to name it. It should be named in somebody's honor. But there's Big River Crossing, which is connected to Memphis, Arkansas. I don't know if it has a third name. Because the Enbridge, the new bridge, and Hernando de Soto, all three acceptable ways to describe the other bridge. But then, mostly everybody calls it the old bridge.
I remind everybody what we got going on this week.
Yeah, we got tons of events. We're at three places playing trivia tonight. Plus, we got 90s music bingo happening out in Cordova at Rock and Dope. But I'll be on the rooftop of the Hyatt downtown overlooking the new bridge. You can see the old bridge too, Jeffrey, if you want to look at it downtown tonight. So it's CerritoEntertainment.com. You can see our full schedule of music bingo and trivia. It's always all around town. And don't forget, 901 Wrestling, we've got our next big event coming up. Wild Card Rumble will be happening on July 20th, the Over the Top Rope Battle Royal. It happens but once a year, and it's coming up on July 20th at Black Lodge, the Wild Card Rumble. Tickets on sale at 901 Wrestling.com.
And don't forget, you can always get caught up on 901 Wrestling on YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah, check out the YouTube channel. New episodes drop the week after the show. So if you missed last weekend, you can watch that show coming up on Saturday on YouTube.
Kevin, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That is Kevin Cerrito, CerritoEntertainment.com. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about what's coming up next. We'll do all of that right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Los Angeles Lakers select Dalton Knecht.
To think that the Grizzlies didn't take Dalton Knecht because he's a Tennessee Volunteer, and that they should have picked him because he's a Tennessee Volunteer.
It's a betrayal of the state of Tennessee.
What kind of
the hell are y'all talking
what
about?
What kind of nonsense
what are we
is
doing?
That? And also, can I ask this question? And I want to be open and honest about this. And okay. You probably know better than me.
All right.
How many people from Knoxville are Grizzlies fans? How many Tennessee
people fans who are from Memphis
are Grizzlies fans? The ones that are in, yeah, the ones that are in Memphis.
There's
in
definitely
Knoxville?
Some. There's definitely
sure.
Some. It's just,
but it's not like this. It's not like this massive fan base that you're waiting to unlock by taking Dalton.
No professional sport should be catering to a college team within their state.
No,
it is crazy to think about it. They freaked out when Will Levis got taken by the Titans. You cannot cater to a college team.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by July 31st, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
People talk about trailblazing, but how do you really blaze a trail? Woo! With all-terrain tires, tubular roof rack, a lifted suspension, and a rugged build that craves adventure. This is the off-road unlocked. Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
auto pay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
On Monday, we have the long-awaited return of EA Sports NCAA College Football video game. NCAA 25 will return to us. And a little bit earlier this week, we got the player ratings. I really do believe that EA Sports has done just an absolutely masterful job of marketing this program. They've used a little bit of everything from really involving media early to kind of generate some buzz, the social media aspects of releasing the rankings that I do feel like to a certain degree have been generated for engagement. But overall, I just really think in terms of building excitement for the product, they've done a very good job. So, of course, the spot that probably matters the most to everyone is, what are the quarterback rankings going to be? Well, we got those earlier this week. Shedeur Sanders tops the list with Carson Beck. He's number 17 overall. They're both rated at 93. Quinn Ewers brings up, or I should say takes the third spot. He is a 92, as is Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel at Oregon this year. Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Jalen Daniels, and Caden Salter, the Liberty quarterback, each get 90s. The Athletic had the questions of, about the evaluations and what surprised you the most. Chris Vanini of The Athletic said it has to be Shedeur Sanders. He was much better than I expected in his first season at Colorado after transferring from Jackson State, and you definitely do see flashes of NFL talent. Having him tied with Carson Beck as the highest-rated quarterback seems a bit much, but it does follow the trend we saw from the game's handling of Colorado and its team ratings, being a lot of Colorado. Colorado's probably going to be better in the video game than they are in reality. But hey, it's the real world. You got to sell video games. EA Sports knows that a lot of people are going to play as Colorado, and it's understandable to see them be as fun as possible. Antonio Morales used to cover Ole Miss. My buddy now covering USC for The Athletic says, I think Carson Beck is better than Shedeur Sanders, and they have the same rating. So there's that. Nothing else in particular, though. I think Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milroe, and Jackson Dart are pretty interchangeable as the next best SEC quarterback after Beck. So I think an argument could be made for a different order there. And Caden Salter should be one of the most fun quarterbacks in the game. So it was good to see him in the mix. Max Olson also says this. I thought he made some good points. I was genuinely surprised that we only got 8 quarterbacks in the initial top 100, and that makes me very curious to find out who fills out the top 10 between Cam Rising, Cam Ward, Noah Fatita, Riley Leonard, and others. Seeing Daniels and Salter rated as highly as they were was a pleasant surprise, but it makes sense given that they're the two best dual-threat playmakers in the country. The Jayhawks have a top 15 offense in the game, and I guarantee you I'm going to be playing with them quite a bit. I do think it's going to be interesting to see. In terms of a video game quarterback, I think Jalen Milroe could have a pretty high ceiling. Whenever you got a guy that can run around like that, he's going to be very, very difficult to stop. But, of course, a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement for the game. Also, we got the top 100 players included in that list. And this is what The Athletic had to say about what stood out to them. Chris Vanini wrote, there are 10 players rated 95 or higher in this game. Only 6 players received that high of a rating in the most recent game, which was back in NCAA 14, which was the 2013 season, and all of them were quarterbacks. EA Sports used to hand out high ratings like hotcakes in the mid-2000s. There were 41 players rated 96 or better back in NCAA football 06. Those numbers came down
in the ensuing years, so this isn't a return to that level. But heading into a season that seems to lack star power, perhaps these high-end ratings will change our perception. Antonio Morales writes, Colorado's Travis Hunter is listed as a receiver, so I'm curious to see how the ratings would change if he were at corner. Also points out the Tennessee edge rusher, James Pierce Jr., is going to be fun. He's listed as a 95 overall with 88 speed coming off the edge, which is comparable to some high-end receivers and running backs in the game. So if you're going to be playing with your Vols or you're playing against the Vols, might want to make sure that you got the right side of the defense covered for. So building a lot of excitement. I think all of us that grew up in the South love in college football. It's kind of a weird thing of thinking about we're going to be, you know, a lot of us are in our 30s still trying to play video games, but I think it's just going to be fun to have it back. Also over at ESPN, Bobby Marks has written about the best contracts and the head-scratching contracts that we've seen so far in free agency. For best contracts, he hands out Chris Paul with the Spurs. It's a one-year $10.5 million deal. He also has Caleb Martin with the 76ers, a four-year $32 million and $8 million in additional unlikely bonuses. So he says that's a good deal for the 76ers. He also will include a head-scratching move as well. Haywood Highsmith with the Heat, 2 years, $10.8 million. He really likes, as does he like Royce O'Neal with the Suns, 4 years, $42 million, an additional $2 million in unlikely bonuses. Also hands out one to our old friend Jonas Valanciunas and the Wizards, 3 years, $30.3 million. And that got me thinking, holy cow, like Jonas is just going to really have an underrated career in terms of just how much money he made. And truly, truly doing great stuff.
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Of course, it will just be John today as Jason heads out on a well-earned vacation. Jeff will join John at 11:25. Trista Crick at 12:25. Drew Hill at 1:25. Eric Astine joins us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It's Thursday, so Gabe will join. Jeff will join Gabe as well. We'll try to do better tomorrow. However, for now, our work here is done.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Howie, what's going on this summer with Robert Irwin Jewelers?
It's easier than ever to get engaged this year with Robert Irwin Jewelers. During our Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale, you get the 365 meant-to-be guarantee on your custom-made engagement ring. And guess what, Danny?
What?
With any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a sunny summer getaway for two.
That'd be a great place to pop the question.
You'll get a yes.
Yes, you will.
See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, or online at rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-7-
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.